I'm George Walker. IU Theater presents a story of witch trials in the 17th century that parallels women's fight for reproductive rights in the 1970s. It's Vinegar Tom by Carol Churchill in the Wells Metz Theater, and it'll be on March 29th through April 6th. MFA candidate Rachel Nicole Pierce directs. There's original music for the production by Jacob School of Composition master's student Miggy Torres. Rachel, Bloomington theatergoers have had a couple of chances to see Carol Churchill's Cloud Nine and also Top Girls. What attracted you to Vinegar Tom?
What I appreciate most about Carol Churchill's work in this particular play is that it centers around these really strong female characters, them trying to live in this world that they almost don't belong in or are not accepted by, and seeing what they go through. And the fact that it gives so much opportunity to the many women in our department at IU Theater. Yeah, so there are about 14 cast members, and two of them are male, and the rest are female actors. So It's a really nice chance for us to see more people on stage creating art and, you know, bringing this story forward.
Miggy, you've composed some music for the show and been sent some of the lyrics. How did you and Rachel get together?
Rachel, I guess, sent an email to the composition department, and it immediately piqued my interest because my music has been becoming a lot more interdisciplinary lately. When I started out, my music was very much made for the concert hall. I guess I've been incorporating more and more theatrical elements to it and visual elements. And so when the opportunity came to collaborate on a project like this, I found it just really interesting. Got together and talked about it, and Rachel's just such an awesome person, and it seemed like it would be a really fun project, so I signed on.
Rachel, what have you asked Miggy to do for the show?
We kind of clicked immediately. I shared the script with Miggy and said, let me know what you think and what you're visualizing, and I'm going to give you a little bit of my vision and aesthetic. What I asked Miggy to do in composing was to take these lyrics and really elevate them from the page and make them feel very modern, so it takes you out of the world of the play for a moment as a social commentary. And we felt it very important to be able to create a variety of songs that really stood out on their own. We do have some of the characters filtering out as singers, but we also have a completely separate cast of singers. When we first talked about some things with the design team and Miggy as well, we talked about these really dynamic moments of discovery, and there's always a piece of new information in every scene, and the singing speaks just to that.
I really wanted it to be something that someone who doesn't go to music school might hear on the radio. So Lady Gaga, for example, was a huge influence. I really like Justin Timberlake's 2020 album. There are a couple of Ariana Grande songs that I really drew inspiration from. But then there are moments within the song where the music kind of glitches out. It's like clapping its hands at the audience saying, hey, wake up, people. You know, this song is really nice, but these are serious issues that are still happening today.
Rachel, tell us a little bit about the costuming.
Rachel Saylor, our costume designer, MFA design student in the program, has created costume pieces that look perfect with the time period, also catered to the characters' personalities. And the costumes for the singers, I don't want to give too much away, almost like schoolgirls, a little bit of a modern / 1990s look aesthetic, almost like a Greek chorus when we first see them. And then it slowly sinks more into the pop music that Miggy is really talking about and the things that he's created. There's a lot going on.
MFA candidate Rachel Nicole Pierce, who directs, Jacob School of Composition master's student Miggy Torres, who's composing music for the production. The show is Carol Churchill's Vinegar Tom, a story of witch trials in the 17th century that parallels women's fight for reproductive rights in the 1970s. It'll be in the Wells Metz Theater March 29th through April 6th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. Thank you.